What's that, hun?
Yeah, I have seen your football jersey. I put it in the giveaway pile when I was going through our closet the other day. I figured someone at the thrift store could put it to good use since I haven't seen you wear it in, like, almost a year. Although I suppose it hasn't been football season in almost a year either. But you have to admit, it is a little silly to have a big jersey you almost never wear taking up a bunch of space in the closet. Okay, fine. If it's that important to you, we don't have to give it away. I'll get it out of the pile. This shirt is kind of soft. I can see why you like it. I bet it's very comfy.
Hey, don't grab at the jersey. You can't have it right now.
In fact, I think I'll wear it.
Yes, I'm definitely going to put your football jersey on.
Oh my god, what's the big deal?
Yes, I know your game starts in a few minutes, but that doesn't mean you should be panicky about the stupid jersey.
Hey, wait, I think I get it. This is your lucky jersey, isn't it? You think that if you wear this, it'll help your team win. Well, do you know what's even better than wearing your lucky football jersey? Letting your girlfriend wear your lucky football jersey, that's what. Think about it. Everyone knows that girlfriends bring good luck. So, what could possibly be luckier than your girlfriend wearing your lucky shirt? It's like luck on top of luck. You can get good luck from the girl you get lucky with.
Speaking of getting lucky, the shirt is so big it's practically a dress on me. And that gives me an idea. How about I sweeten the pot a little bit? How about when I put your jersey on, I don't wear anything underneath it?
You gotta admit, that would make it the luckiest football jersey ever.
What do you think? Can I wear it?
I promise I won't distract you during the game. I'll just sit very quietly and watch the game with you. I won't wiggle my ass or shake my tits because I know how much that distracts you, and all you want to do right now is watch your football game.
Really? You think maybe you wouldn't mind a little distraction during the game? A little ass wiggling, some titty shaking? Okay, I'll put the jersey on and you start the game.
Wow, this is a really comfy football jersey. I could see why you like to wear it. And I think I'm really going to help your team get lucky. Maybe when your team scores a goal or whatever you call it, we should do something to celebrate. Oh right, it's called a touchdown. So what should we do to celebrate when your team scores?
I know. When your team scores, you can score.
I bet you like that idea. Okay, the game is starting. I'll just snuggle up next to you on the couch. Now, your team is definitely going to win. How could they possibly lose when your girlfriend is snuggling next to you, naked underneath your lucky football jersey?
Wow, that guy kicked the ball a really long way. Is that why they call it a kickoff?
Wait, isn't that guy standing there supposed to catch the ball?
He didn't even try. He just let it hit the ground.
You call it a touchback?
Why is it called a touchback if he didn't even touch it? That doesn't make any sense.
Touchdown, touchback. So much touching.
Maybe instead of football, we should call it touchball. And that area where the ball hit the ground, you call that the end zone?
Well, I have an end zone.
And you can touch it all you want.
Here's a good idea. Let's play a game of touch ball. You touch my end zone and I'll touch your balls.
I know I said I wouldn't distract you from the game, but I can't help it. You're just so cute when you get flustered.
I'll settle down, I promise. Let's just watch the touch your balls game. I mean the football game.
So now what's happening?
Oh my god, that big guy in the middle is leaning over the ball and spreading his legs open. That's a total sex pose.
Seriously, look at him. He's ready to do porn.
I have to admit, he does kind of have a cute butt. I think I might like to play a game of touch your balls with him.
Oh, and look at that. I'm not the only one who wants to touch his balls. another guy just walked up behind him and put his hands... Oh my god, he's putting his hands right on the guy's crotch. And now he's barking out orders. They definitely have some kind of dom sub thing going. I had no idea football was so dirty. I'm kind of getting turned on. Do you want me to lean over so you can dom me from behind like those two guys are doing? Yes, exactly. I'll be the center and you be the quarterback. And you get to stand behind me and put your hands in my crotch and... Wait, something's happening in the game. The quarterback just handed the ball to that guy behind him and the announcer said he found a hole. He penetrated the defensive line. Ooh, that's sexy. I like it when you penetrate my hole, that's for sure. Now that big guy with the cute ass, the center, he's leaning over the ball again, but the quarterback doesn't have his hands in his crotch. Now the quarterback is standing way back behind him. That's no fun. I want more porn. How can you play touch ball if you're standing that far away from the guy's balls? The quarterback just threw the ball to that other big guy. So many big guys with cute butts. I think I'm starting to like this game. Wait, what did you call that guy? You called him the tight end? It does look kind of tight, doesn't it? I bet the quarterback wishes he could penetrate the defensive line of the tight end. Okay, I'll try and settle down. But you can't blame me if all this dirty talk turns me on. Now the quarterback is going to throw the ball again. Oh, that guy caught it. He's running really fast. Oh my god, he's going to go all the way. It's a touchdown. Yay! Now it's time to celebrate. I'll be the center, and I'll assume the football sex position. I'll bend all the way over and spread my legs. And now, Mr. Quarterback, you can put your hands in my crotch. Oh, yes. You're so good with your hands. You're definitely a member of the hands team. You're not going to fumble. And that's good because I want you to keep playing with my clit. It looks like they're kicking the ball again. I bet you want it to land in the end zone. Or maybe you want it in the pussy zone. How about it, Mr. Big Strong Quarterback? Why don't you take your big hard cock out? And I'll stay right here in the football sex position, legs spread and ass up in the air. And you can ram that cock in my pussy zone. Oh god, yes. Penetrate my defensive line. That's right, right there. Plow past the line to gain. And I'll keep going, you wonderful stud quarterback. Let's score a touchdown together. I'll be your receiver. I'm right here to catch everything you throw at me. I'll catch every drop of cum you shoot into me, because we're the perfect teammates. Oh god, yes, fuck me, penetrate me. Grab my ass with your hands and ram that cock across the goal line. Empty your balls inside me. Wow, that was fun. I think I really like football now. So is the game over? No, we're only halfway through the first quarter. Well, that's good news. It means you should be able to score a lot more touchdowns in my pussy zone this afternoon.